What about captains at King's Hill you played under? Thoughts on those?
John Bayliss, Mike Nichols, John Watkins. I mean, without a doubt, Nick was the main motivator. Yeah. He was, he'd make you run through a brick wall.
Yeah.
You know, that's, I got sent off because of that. We went up to play Coventry. We got delayed. Got up there. We had the team talk to end all team talks. You know, we kicked off 20 minutes late, whatever. Imagine the rush. And I ended up getting sent off because that's how much
you
were.
You wound up.
Yeah, wound up and focused to do.
Yeah, yeah.
John Watkins was obviously a different type of captain. John Bayliss, Mike Burton.
Keith Richardson?
Keith was a real thinker about it. He approved what he thought about it because he went on to coach at England setup, didn't he?
Mm.
And he changed. We went with Mike Nichols with Ivor running around. And what Ivor did, you have to say, if you look back at it, Ivor was never... a good, if you like, trainer. He was a physical fitness man. Mm-hmm. But what he installed in you was that never say die mentality. No matter what, you'd never give up. And that was what Ivor installed in you.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I look back when I started working in the academy at some of the exercise and stuff that we got to do. Good God. It's a wonder we didn't have more interest in that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But it was dated. It was a fitness thing. And it did what it did.
Yeah. Yeah. You mentioned Dick Smith.
I was going to say Dick Smith
yeah.
was your first captain,
I think,
wasn't
yes,
he?
Yes, he was. I was just going to say that. Yeah, Dick was captain when I first went down there.
Yeah.
He took up from Don Rutherford, didn't he, I believe?
That's
Don
right,
Rutherford
yes.
was the season
yeah.
before.
Yeah.
Mm. Again, I didn't play that many games, so it's very difficult, you know, to gauge him as a captain, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, John Bayliss went on to captain to county. But I can't, you know... It's only when you're in there for long periods that you think, yeah, you know, this guy, you know, you want to play for them, and you certainly wanted to play for Nick, without a doubt.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Now I've got something down here about injuries. 1977, I got something down here about a worn disc in your neck.
Yeah, I did, that's right,
that,
yeah.
That's right. You had a knee injury that. I think originally didn't you that year?
Oh, it was a strange thing actually. What we, I think it was when Keith Richardson was coaching. We had this thing where if you grab somebody, you know, you manage to get hold of somebody, you turn him round, and the players would come and hit him and rip the ball away.
Mm.
So we were playing at King's Hill. When it caught the outside half, got him a treat, turned around. I thought, yeah, the boys are going to hit him. Now they hit him, but it seemed to transfer through him. And people from the stand said I was just sort of went back like a starburst. And next thing I was on the floor. And that was when all that, whatever they hit, it didn't affect him, but it did me, and I was on the floor. So I was in a collar for a while, which is, you know, not very nice.
No.
But touch wood, it's all right.
But you actually played with the injury, didn't you? At,
did I play with?
Immediately after.
Oh, yeah, you stayed on. It was that thing.
No, I meant you played other matches after you were first injured.
Yes.
Yeah.
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 You've got a better record of this than I have. I can't really remember what, but you.
Well, I understood the injury. You know, the injury was against Bristol in February. And
yeah.
You played a number of games after that.
Right.
Before you finally were forced to, you know, to give in.
Yeah. Well, what it was is I remember. I think Jim Jarrett came into the clubhouse and training or whatever it was, and he had his in a collar and neck like because of his, and I thought, no, I don't want that.
Oh, right.
So that's when I thought, yeah, I'm going to pull out of this.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But, yeah. Yeah, saw the light, if you like.
Yeah,
but didn't you? You also had a knee injury earlier in that season
I
as
had,
well.
That was very wrong.
In the same season, yeah.
Yeah, I had two cartridges taken out of each knee.
Oh, gosh.
I did the one, but the other one always used to give me sticks. So when I was in the hospital, I said to the consultant about it, and they took them both at the same time. It was just before Christmas. I always remember it. And I came home. One was in a pressure bandage, you know, groin to your ankle. The other was a plaster cast.
Okay.
And I got over that. I was a bit. I wasn't going to play till the next season. I was going to just work myself into it. But there was the back row at that time. Had left. He was a big, tall. I can't remember his name. Very good player, but he'd left. So Gloucester were, you know, were looking for somebody to fill that space. So I started playing probably sooner I would have probably chosen to play, but it was the best thing because it stretched all your fibres and muscle scar tissue out, whatever it was. It was all right.
Have you suffered from it since retiring, or do you need your joints all okay?
Tell the truth.
Yeah, you do. You know, it's that same thing. Some people are lucky and get away with no aches and pains, but I get it. You do get aches and pains out of doubt. And, you know, but you know,
you've done pretty well then. After you've had operations on both knees, so.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it is. I met Brian Vine in the village, who's played for Lydney and Gloucester, and he had a knee operation, and he had his done under a local as opposed to a general. And I thought, I don't want to do that. But I mean, at the moment, it's not bad enough to warrant that, you know. So, you know, as long as you keep mobile, I'm hoping to fight that one away.
You had a season captain in the United.
I think I had more than one season.
Two.
Yeah, we went and beat all but one game, I believe.
Yeah.
Oh, that was great. I thoroughly enjoyed that.
Well, the United teams back then were particularly good, weren't they, really?
Well, I mean, when I went down to Gloucester, the difference between playing first local and United, you know, sometimes you'd be better off staying in first local because the competition and the level of rugby and everything you play was quite high. But obviously, as the years went by and the more players felt comfortable in coming to Gloucester and playing in the trials and everything else, it was different. So as captain, we had a tremendous depth of talent to pick from. You really did. And you know, you'd have some players go back to local on the weekend because they couldn't get a game with United. And the reason I packed that up is that I could have gone on for another term, if you like, was because I felt that I was holding back somebody who perhaps could have had a career at Gloucester because the captain got picked, didn't they? You know?
Yeah, but then the other side of the coin of that is that with your wealth of experience, you could bring on the younger players and advise them.
Well, yeah, that's right. And I did enjoy that. And I hope to put in some of the ethos of what I felt about playing for Gloucester and what it meant into the United team. And we had two very successful years. But that was a reason I thought, you know, I've done this now, and I felt that I was holding back somebody from making a career, and I decided, well, no, that's enough. I'll finish, and that's what I did. And I played the odd game here and there, sort of, you know, Gormley fourth or fifth or something, just to have a bit of fun, but that was about it after that.
But the injuries weren't really affecting you too much?
No, they weren't. I didn't pack up because of injury.
That's what I wondered, really, because, you know, you'd had the knee and the neck problems.
No, I mean, to play, if you wanted to compete for a first team place, you know, you really had to up the level of fitness and everything else. And I've done all that, and I didn't want to carry on doing that. And I enjoyed doing the United very much. And I said we were successful, but I just felt that was enough now. No injuries, that's enough, as I said. Let somebody else come along.